This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, it's a good day for singing. It's a good day for playing along. I know you white folks are really excited today because I know what you're thinking. Yes, I do. I know you don't think I know. I know you don't think I know, but I know what you're thinking. Oh, yeah, I'm good at this. I'm good at this. I have my hand up like Karnak the Magnificent, and I'm going, what are white people thinking right now? Because we just came off the heels of a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, right? Well, you know what's coming up. February, White Oppression Month. Oh, yeah. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I don't care what you were doing over the long weekend. I don't care how many people you fellowshipped with. I don't care how many times you went to church. I don't care how many homeless people you took in or took care of or how many dollars you gave to the poor, lunches you bought, whatever. What did you do? I know this, you were thinking about White Oppression Month coming up, and how are you going to celebrate? How are you going to celebrate? You going to pull that Constitution out, go get those white wigs out and those old garb from the 1600s, 1700s, whatever period you want to pick, and you're going to go reenact some stuff? You're going to do some Civil War reenactment? What are you going to do to celebrate White Oppression Month, huh? Surely you got what one of those lawn jockeys or something. I know, folks, it's called Black History Month, but it ain't Black History Month, I promise you. You know what it really is. It's to keep you off kilter. It's to keep the nation off kilter. Remember all these great things that black people did? We did. Black folks have done some amazing stuff in this country. We don't need anything special because we are already part of the fabric of America. But don't let that mess. Don't let that, you know, be your battle cry. No, no, no. Not when there's oppression afoot. Many of your leftist brethren and sisterin will bow to the will of woke in February, and they're going to virtue signal, and they're going to make you feel guilty because you don't want to celebrate White Oppression Month. Come on, y'all. What do you need to do? What do white people do? What do y'all do during White Oppression Month? I think it's exciting, personally. Everything that comes on TV will be an appreciation of black, 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 blackity, black, 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 black. It's going to just be a complete blackout. People are going to, you will learn so much. I tell you what, at the end of White Oppression Month, I want you to go up to the average black person, find out one of these little jewels that you learned during White Oppression Month and ask them one of the questions and see how much black history they learned during White Oppression Month. I don't think it's going to be as much as you think. Lots to talk about, folks. I've been mentioning, so we talked the other hour earlier in the broadcast about VAERS data and lies about Wu Flu, and it's coming out, man. Oh, ugly stuff. And prior to the holiday, we talked about the classified documents and stuff like that. And I'm telling you, that situation is getting ugly. I saw a story. What was it? The Daily Beast said, Joe Biden, why did you not let people know you had classified documents the X number of days before the midterms? Why did you not say anything? This is a leftist organization that called out Joe Biden. I posted it last week. You know, when have you heard of this? Let me ask you, do you think, because I told you guys that Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' candidate going into 2024. Joe Biden is out. He's brain dead. They're propping him up. But you can't prop him up another 4 years. He's toast. So they're trying to figure out who to shoehorn in. This is their perfect opportunity now to get rid of him. They still got a dilemma. You can't get rid of Joe Biden that easily because there's some baggage that comes with him. His son, Hunter, his brother, James. Of course, Ashley will probably start talking, you know, because she's going to want to get her pound of flesh now that the money is drying up. And who knows? So they got to handle it delicately. Because you don't know what Hunter's going to say. Crackheads just, they spit out stuff with Tourette's. I was with the Queen of England three times in a twist. You know, they'll say whatever. So they got a real dilemma. And I'm telling you, 2023, we got nothing going for us, really, other than we won the House, right? We don't have anything going for us. You could say, well, we still got Trump. We still got DeSantis. I mean, we can make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, but we don't have anything really going for us. The Democrats cheated. They won. They got their president. They kept the Senate. They thwarted the red wave. You know, they got all that stuff going for them. Then why don't they feel happy? Why are they running? Again, I can't say this is the worst it's been for him, because it has been worse. When Trump was president and he could have gotten to the bottom of this stuff, it was worse for him. But it's pretty bad right now. They can't keep a lid on anything. What are they going to do? I'm asking you this because, you know, let me tell you, they're looking forward to White Oppression Month, because they can get you white folks backing up on your heels going, well, listen, I know Hunter, you know, who had white privilege, but he's a Democrat. I don't know what your excuse you're going to use during White Oppression Month, but you're going to give in, because that's what they're used to. I hope you don't. If you listen to this program, you may not. But many of you give in. So what do we got? We got J6, let me tell you something. We're going to do entire shows on J6. We're going to do entire shows on what we learn about COVID and the vaccines and the Chinese and their involvement. We're going to do entire shows on the money that went to Ukraine and how it was laundered and who played with who and did what and colluded and, you know, manipulated and all that. We're going to do entire shows on this stuff. And we're going to do entire shows on these classified documents. We're going to do entire shows when Hunter Biden is finally brought to justice. Entire shows. We're going to do entire shows on the Democrats, the media, social media, the lies. It's going to be fun to watch. It's not going to be a good year for the Democrats. You can't see it, but I'm grinning like a Cheshire cat. I'm grinning like the Joker right now. Because when this rest of this hour, we're just going to go into the stuff that happened about classified documents. We're going to put it into perspective again, because you need ammunition when you're out there. You need to be able to say, oh, it's really funny how you hold the double standard. You want to hear double standards? The left claim they love religion. They don't love religion. They get down. We're going to pray for you. It's the most empty words you can ever hear from a leftist. Is, well, I'll be praying for you. Yeah, right. Don't wait on those prayers. So we're going to delve into all this stuff again and show you the inconsistencies. Many of these you will know, and some may be new revelations, but it's going to be a fun show. And I'm glad you're with me. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Have you seen the memes related to Joe Biden and these classified documents? Hysterical. One of them's not even a meme. It shows Joe Biden backing into his garage in his vet, his vintage vet, in one of his many homes. And in the back of it, they have a red circle where they show the files. These files are there like they're gas cans. They're not hidden away. They're not protected in any way. I mean, anybody could have looked at these files. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. It's really funny to see this story. This story is so symbolic. This is why I tell you guys all the time, I don't care what the subject matter is. It's the metaphor. It's the meaning behind. in this particular case, it's very analogous to what they did to Trump, and we've talked about it, and it seems like we're talking about it ad nauseum, because we are. And it wouldn't be interesting if you just think about it as well. You know, what do we do? We're talking about Donald Trump again, and, you know, raid Mar-a-Lago. I mean, and if you look at it that way, it's boring. When you look at it and when you compare it to what's going on with Joe Biden, the double standard, blah, 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 you get it. I love this. And I played that clip of Joy Behar the other day. She says,
Donald Trump has a way of just getting out of stuff.
Why should I do the voices here? Let's just let you hear Joy say it.
Just real quick, the facts are unequivocally different in the Trump and the Biden case. That is a fact. Trump obstruction is the biggest issue, that he didn't willingly and voluntarily hand over these documents. Here's the problem in my mind.
He stole them also?
He took them with him, but Biden, they found these in his garage in Wilmington, and he just laughed
off.
Why
would he have them in his garage? That's like me having exercise equipment in my garage.
But it's not going to happen.
But it's actually in his garage.
Donald Trump's whole argument in his defense hinges on former presidents have mishandled classified documents, and as a former president, I have the right to declassify documents. Now, I disagree with both of those, but Joe Biden is building his defense for him. Like, I hate to say it, this is much harder to argue against Trump.
I've never seen a luckier person than Donald Trump. Just as we're this close to getting him, but you know how these documents appear.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. See, that's all that statement leading up to the cover-up for Biden, but that last part, Donald Trump seems so lucky. Really? They believe it to be luck. They believe the truth to be luck. Think about any problem that we have. I'll put it to you this. Those people who live outside of Democrat-controlled urban indoctrination centers, a.k.a. hell holes, seem to be so lucky. They don't get shot by the police. They don't get arrested for nothing. They seem to have a low crime rate. Nothing seems to happen to them. Their schools seem to be good. Their kids seem to be learning. They are so lucky, those people that aren't involved with the Democrats. Those states that are run by Republicans are so lucky. It's not luck, Democrats. It's skill. But they don't seem to get it. That was one of the most torturous attempts to protect Biden. And they couldn't do it. What's he doing with him in his garage? I mean, that's like me having exercise equipment in my car. I mean, it's useless. You know, why did he take him in the first place? If you listen to the stuff in between, you can hear them. They're lamenting. How can we keep trying to protect this guy? And at the very end, Joy Behar gives you the scoop. She says, Donald Trump is so lucky because this clown of ours, this brain-dead moron that we call a president, that we follow, keeps messing it up for us. Leftism keeps messing it up for us. Democrats keep messing it up for us. That Hillary Clinton messed up the Russian collusion. Doggone it. That Hunter Biden messed up the Russian, you know, collusion. He messed up the Ukrainian connection. He messed up the China, tried Trump to China, etc. Are you beginning to understand? It's like the blonde joke. The doctor says, show me where it hurts. And she points at her arms, says, ow. She points at her legs. She says, ow. She points at her back and says, ow. And, you know, touches it. And he says, your finger's broken. Yeah, it ain't the ailment is not us. The ailment is not Donald Trump. And sadly, and I say sadly not in protection of Trump. I say sadly because I hate to believe that the conservative movement can be this easily manipulated. They have turned on a guy who really did a good job, and who, if you think about it in retrospect, you go, holy crap, man, this dude has been attacked on every front, and people apparently don't feel like he should protect himself. Donald Trump shouldn't fight back. He should stay out of the fray. This would keep him out of the public eye. Are you kidding? I tell people all the time, I would fight. If you think Trump is fighting hard, I would be destroying people. I'd be destroying lives. Front and center, I would have everybody who's attacking me. Relentlessly, it would be 24/7. I would be my own news media service. I would go befriend Elon Musk and say, Elon, what do you got? Everybody I know, I'd be pulling out stops. I'd hire every private investigator. I would keep so much scandal brewing with the Democrats. And I'd be hosting I'd be like, what was his name? De Niro and Pacino when he couldn't get his license and he moved them to make him entertainment director, and then he started his own TV show and the mob was like, get this guy off TV, he's doing everything wrong. I would be absolutely in the face of the left. You got to be kidding. You're fighting for not only your political life. These guys are going after him with the New York City Attorney General. I mean, the New York State Attorney General and all these other people. They're going after his businesses. They want to destroy him to a level that you've never believed. And people are, well, he just needs to stay out of the news. He's too visible. Man, you don't want to know how visible I'd be. I'd be walking around in a G-string and probably little tassels on my nipples trying to get people's attention. I would do whatever it took to make people understand I didn't start this fight, but I'll end it. I've said that to enough people that for probably five lifetimes. I won't start a fight with you, but I'll doggone sure end it. And a few of them know that I'm in it because I didn't start it, but they did, and I ended it. We got suckered, man, as conservatives. And I hear people talking, looking for a new savior, which is fine. Look, I don't care. You can do what you want to do. If you think Ron DeSantis is going to save you, fine. I absolutely love the guy. I think he's a spectacular candidate. Glad he's on our side. If you think he's going to save you, well, okay, Jesus. Good luck with that. The Democrats and the leftists are going to go after everybody. It is relentless. And if they find a weakness or some place where the fence isn't electrocuted, they will cut the wires. That's where they're going to try to penetrate. You got to get this stuff out of your head. Anyway, first meme wasn't even a meme. It was somebody pointing to where they found the files in Joe Biden's garage. And the other one I saw, they had him in his vet and he's smiling because somebody took a picture of him in his little proud vet. And he had the files loaded in the passenger seat. Hysterical meme. And I love the creativity of people because they're driving home the point. Donald Trump had his documents stored away, locked away, not in access of everybody. And he gets raided, then they put them all out there on display. More when we get back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. Praise from President Biden on how the European nations have helped Ukraine fight Russia in the past year.
They were really, really, really important. You've been there every single step of the way. So thank you.
The president in the Oval Office before his meeting with Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte. The president visits California Thursday to check the damage from nearly 3 weeks of endless storms. In Capitola, bar owner Chuck Hammers says the clock's ticking.
You've got to cut all the floors completely out and relay them. And, you know, I really hope we can get some of these open by spring break. The spring break's a big deal here.
There are blue skies on the California coast today for the first time in nearly 3 weeks. Turns out the soaring price of eggs is good for one group of people. Egg farmers, the nation's largest producer, Cal-Maine, reports its profits increased by 65% over one quarter late last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For joining us, let me get your reaction to the breaking news. You're a member of Congress. You deal with classified information. What's your reaction to this?
Oh, well, my reaction is pretty simple. I'm wondering why the Vice President of the United States had classified documents outside of the hands of the intelligence community. Listen, it's been pretty clear that presidents do have some classified documents. But the difference between a president and everybody else is the president has the ability to declassify information. The Vice President has no ability to declassify information. So, number one, what was he doing with classified information in his possession? Number two, why did it take 6 years? And I want to stress this for the American people. Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017. So it's taken 6 years for these documents to surface. That is incredibly concerning. And point number three, and this is the one that's most important. Everybody can go back to the Hillary Clinton email saga. We know other presidents have had classified information. But why was there a raid on Mar-a-Lago? But now this story just kind of seeps out and everybody's saying, oh, we just want to get down to the bottom of it. And everybody's giving the benefit of the doubt. A vice president of the United States or a secretary of state or anybody else should not be having classified information, period.
How anyone could be that irresponsible? What data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that, I mean names of people helped or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
Welcome back, folks. That first clip was Byron Donalds out of Florida, rising star in the Republican Party because he's a pragmatist. Happens to be a brother, but he's a pragmatist. Excuse me, he's a pragmatist, and he's saying, why did Joe Biden have classified documents in the first place? Oh, in case you didn't know it, Joe Biden made the comment years before. Maybe we'll find this clip. I've seen it. But he says, well, first of all, I don't have any classified documents. This is when he was a VP. Now he's got them. But Byron Donalds says, why has he got these documents? He's not even supposed to have them. President Trump has a legal leg to stand on. He says, I can declassify whatever I want. Joe Biden is not even supposed to have them. And oh, by the way, Donald doesn't say this, but Biden himself says, I don't have any classified documents. I'm not supposed to have those. And yet, not one location, but two locations he has them. Just like his crackhead son and laptops, Joe Biden doesn't know when he grabs stuff, who has it, because he's the equivalent of his son politically.
He's a political crackhead. And I tell you this stuff not to make you laugh. I tell it to you to make you understand, make you look at it differently, to make you go, you know what, Kevin, you're right. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Joe Biden's got his own vices, and his vice is money and power. And he's too stupid to earn it himself, so his party puts him into play. This isn't Joe Biden's issue, by the way. This is the Democrats' issue. The same way Eric Swalwell is their issue, because they put this knucklehead who was dating, who a Chinese spy had turned, and he's on the Intelligence Committee. The people who know every secret in America, they put a dude who's being manipulated by a Chinese spy who was little more than a prostitute. What is it with Democrats and these ladies of the evening? Is sex the only thing that these people, that they get them? What is their deal? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Biden against Biden is what that second clip was. That was Joe Biden himself. This is irresponsible. How dare they do it? And it's funny. I love these clips. I love them. Because it's the Democrats showing you their double standards, showing you their two-faced nature. And I'm going to say it once again, folks. You've heard it on this program. We've done, 6,000 shows? And on all 6,000 shows, I tell you the truth about Democrats. And it makes them mad. They hate me. They sick people on me. IRS, CIA, in it. I don't know who's what file. My file is a mile thick. I guarantee you. But it's because I tell them the truth about themselves. They're lying scumbags who are two-faced, double standard, duplicitous in every way. And what they do is they think you're too stupid to get it. They forget. I don't even know if they forget that they say it. I think they're just, their reptilian brains just go, it'd be against the Republicans to say that. Donald Trump gets raided for something that's not. I love Trump's comments on it. We'll play that in the next segment. But I love his comments on it. He accepts no guilt. Why would I feel guilty about something? Oh, he colluded with the Russians. Please tell me how. He fights like a warrior, like a gladiator when he's attacked, which is what you're supposed to do. It reminds me when I'm people are like, oh, Kevin, you're such a pugilist. You talk about fight. I talk about fighting because I'm willing to fight. And let me tell you, when I walk around here without any security, walking through airports, jumping into a car, rental car, going into the belly of the beast, you want to know why people want to attack me? Because they know they're going to get their butts kicked. That's why. I don't talk about it because I'm trying to brag. I talk about it because I'm willing to back it up. And I've already proven it because I gave up a fat salary at Fox when they said, Kevin, you want to fight? You better take back your comment about those lying skanks. Well, let's fight. Make me take it back. I dare you. You know, you better start. The conservative movement has to start recognizing when they have warriors, when they have people willing to stand up and face these knuckleheads. And here's a perfect example where, yet again, Donald Trump is vindicated. He gets raided. Joe Biden gets treated with kid gloves. Do you realize they found classified documents in two places? And what? We're still waiting on a raid. I would raid every one of his houses and say, well, let's make sure this stupid clown with the crackhead son running this criminal organization doesn't have more secrets out there. If you think, look, again, I don't know what's in these files. Don't know, don't care. But if you're going to make a big deal about it with one person, I want the same deal, big deal made about the other. I want a raid. I will not be happy until there's a raid. Joe Biden's got enough houses. I would go through everything that's in his possession until I knew he had nothing. And you know why they won't do it? You know why they won't do it? Because the Department of Justice is afraid of what they will find. Hey, you know what? Here's another suggestion. How about your raid Hunter's place? Maybe you want to make sure that there are no classified documents in Hunter's garage. Maybe you want to make sure that there are no classified documents anywhere Hunter has stayed in a hotel or slept with some stripper or whatever. Maybe you just want to look into these Bidens and make sure that there are no more classified documents or notebooks, laptops, computer systems floating around there. I don't know, somebody said they found Hillary's server in Biden's garage. I'll be honest with you, I don't even know if that's a joke. How sad is that?
Is that a joke? When if they had shown Hillary Clinton's server in Biden's garage in that meme I talked about earlier, where Biden's backing into the garage and there are the files sitting there, like in my garage, sitting there like a car polishing equipment. I mean, just right, in the open. Anybody that went to Biden's house could have gone through that. Do you remember the movie The Firm, when Tom Cruise goes to Jamaica, where the Caymans, to go do this deal, and and the files for the Kaminsky or whatever are in a locked closet or what have you? You know, you remember that? At least the mafia had the good sense to put the things behind a locked door. Joe Biden's got them in the wide open. And who, again, anybody going to his, by the, oh, and here's the other thing. They won't give you the records of who visited his house. Because they don't want you to know that Kwachang Kang was there having dinner every other night going through these classified documents. And what did Joe Biden say about those documents? We don't even know what was in there. I don't even know who's in there. I mean, it could be anything in there. Funny how you watch these leftists say one thing about the other side, and then when it bites them in the butt, what do?
Oh, it comes to us. It's not.
Let me tell you, if Americans are seeing this as clear as we shouldn't even be talking about this like we've provided some sort of clarity with this. We've provided clarity with Wu Flu. We've provided clarity with J6. We've provided clarity with election cheating. We've provided clarity with Hunter Biden and his laptop. Everything we've talked about, these so-called conspiracy theories, have come to fruition, have been proven out. And yet, we have to provide more clarity. Oh, well, see, there's Joe Biden talking about classified documents. We don't have anything to prove, conservatives. We got nothing to prove. The leftists have something to prove. Every single thing that we've talked about, all these so-called conspiracies, these putzes need to admit. You know what, guys? I hate to admit this, but I'm going to have to play grown-up today and admit you were right and we were wrong. If you're expecting that, don't hold your breath, blue boy, because it isn't going to happen. But the point is, they should admit it. They should have the guts to admit it. Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, having guts, I tweeted the other day. I said, hey, I'm so proud of the people that follow me on Twitter and follow me on Wimkin. Wimkin's not a big deal because the people there, they have guts. But with respect to Twitter, Kevin Jackson TBS is my sign, at Kevin Jackson TBS, which TBS is the Black Sphere. I'm proud of you for following me. Thank you very much. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Jessica, I want you to listen to some sound that we have from Joe in 2018, I believe.
Look, here's my understanding, and I don't know. I don't have access to classified information anymore. I don't get briefed every morning by the agency.
Whoa, Nelly, Joe. Well, apparently you don't need classified briefing. You still got the files, baby. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So, you know what? Is that an incendiary issue there? Not to me. I mean, he doesn't have any briefings anymore and all that, and that may be true. But you know what Joe Biden has now as president? access to classified briefings. And when he was VP, apparently at some point he stole files.
Oh, it was a total, it wasn't his fault. He wasn't like he was really stealing them, because Joe Biden's not a liar and a thief.
Well, I don't know if he's a thief, but I do know he's a liar. Donald Trump had the best thing to say about this. He was on Levin. It's a radio interview. And he was talking about the documents, and he has some of the best comments. So let's play that clip, because I don't want to run out of time before we get that in, because there are a lot of other people commenting about this. But here is Donald Trump in his own words, and I want you to listen to him. And I talk about this all the time. Donald Trump has a lot of confidence for somebody who's always under investigation. He has a lot of confidence. And the reason that he has that confidence is because he hasn't done anything wrong. That's the thing that the truth gives you. It makes you just go, look, you can be mad at me. It's like your spouse accusing you of flirting with somebody when you didn't. You're like, well, I saw you did it. And you know that you didn't. And then when they finally get that proof, it's like, oh, shoot, I'm really sorry. As long as you have the truth on your side, man, you can be confident. When you don't is when you're defensive and you got all these other things working, right? So anyway, here's Trump talking to Levin about this whole situation with Biden.
When you raised Obama a couple months back and said, look, he took all these documents, which he did.
She did.
They jumped to his defense that, that the furniture place that he put him in, that they secured it and so forth and so on. But Mr. President, these are Obama administration documents. So clearly the National Archives did not get all the documents, quote unquote, when they are with Joe Biden. So the National Archives lied.
They did, and Biden took them, and maybe Obama didn't even know that, but Biden possibly didn't. But Biden took them, and as vice president, he doesn't have the rights to do this. And what he did is it's a very serious problem. It's a very serious problem. But it's not a problem for me. I'm allowed to do that. And you look at the law. The Sox case that I told you about, that was a case that allowed Clinton to take things that he took. He took things. And they ended up in litigation, and Clinton won, meaning he was allowed, it's a very famous case, the Sox case, and he was allowed to take things as president, and I am too, and they made such a big deal out of it, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, and he was acting so sanctimonious, by the way, to use an interesting term, but Biden, if you take a look at it, what he did, and then all of a sudden this stuff starts coming out. And I have a feeling a lot more is going to come out over the next coming months in terms of him. But this prosecutor should resign. He's got a conflict. My prosecutor.
His name is Jack
Smith. I wonder what his name was before Smith. I don't know. Maybe it was Smith. But it seems like such a nice name, Jack Smith. He is a terrorist. He is a Trump hater. His best friends are Weissman and all of these characters. Lisa Monaco at the Justice Department, one of the top officials.
Deputy Attorney General.
This is a disgraceful situation. He should resign. His wife hates Trump, probably even beyond him. And his wife has a sister who openly hates it like a level that you can't even believe. And this is the man that's going to give me fair. But it's over, because 4 days ago when the Obama stuff came out, because these are probably mostly, I guess in all cases, they're Obama documents, unless he took from the previous administration, which I doubt. But when all of these documents started coming out and Biden had them, it really changed the complexion and the intensity that they were showing to me, because, what they did is, I don't say far worse. I did nothing wrong. What they did is not good. What they did is bad.
You can see how Trump cuts his sentences off. I do the same thing. When your brain's thinking a lot faster than you're able to speak, you do that. But what I like is at the very end when he says they did what they did was far worse, and then he caught himself and said, wait, I didn't do anything wrong. And he's right. He didn't do anything wrong. And every day they keep this thing in the forefront, what they're showcasing is that we are going after Donald Trump. We're going after the MAGA people. It is a witch hunt. And then, as you start to remember back all the other witch hunts, all the other things that they accused Trump of, but he didn't do. And look, I get it.
There are going to be people out there, which it bothers me. I'm not going to lie, because I want to believe that the people in the conservative movement are smarter than these leftists, that they aren't easily manipulated. But we are. And so people are turning on Trump. Now, to that point, I'll say this. While I think Trump did an absolutely magnificent job as president, that's not to say he can't have competition. I personally don't think he deserves to have competition, because if we rallied behind him and stayed very firm to him, the left know they can't beat him, and that's why they continue to do this. But if a champion were to come up and you say, boy, this champion really deserves it, and certainly you can make the case that DeSantis and what he did in Florida is pretty impressive, but you gotta keep it in perspective. That's one state. It's not, when you're dealing with singular issues of one state versus everything that's going on in the world. And oh, by the way, if you want to tell me that DeSantis was being fought by Democrats in Florida to the degree that Trump was fought by Democrats and Republicans as he played president, as he performed his duties as president, I'm going to tell you, two different things. So let's not lose perspective on it, but it seems like we have in many ways. And people are, you know, Kevin, I like Trump, but... Now, I will give you this. When Trump went after DeSantis with his negative comments, one of my friends told me, he says, Kevin, that's where, you know, I just drew the line. That's where he lost me. I agree, he lost a lot of people, but I think it would be easy for Trump to come back and say, you know, what these Democrats have done is pitted us against one another, and I've said a few negative things against Ron, but he's a great governor. And we have to recognize, if he does anything like that, I'm telling you, he can build this back, because people are really sick of what's been going on here. I want to play this clip of Greg Jarrett talking about Biden with classified documents, because we're going to run out of time.
Joe Biden doesn't have that defense available to him as vice president. And his defense today, I mean, look, I've been a lawyer for more than 40 years. I was a defense lawyer. I think I've heard every excuse in the book today. I heard a new one. It's the Corvette defense. Oh, it's okay to have classified documents because we're sitting next to my Corvette.
By the way,
right?
I'm showing,
you know,
a picture.
And a locked garage. Look.
Does that look
locked
to you?
Yeah, there it is.
There's a picture right there.
That's not
locked. The garage doesn't look locked to me.
How many people had access to that didn't have security clearance? Well, they won't give us the visitor logs. And so, you know, Joe Biden is a greater risk than Donald Trump here.
And Greg Jarrett is right. And where I had learned that that Biden didn't let people have his visitor list was from this particular clip. So I want to make sure I credit Jarrett for that. But I want to circle back to some of the things that Trump said in the interview in Levin, in that short interview we played earlier. Just think about what they said. These were Obama's documents, not Joe Biden's. And he says Biden had Obama administration documents. They also said, and Levin said this, the National Archives lied. And Trump was cool about it. He was magnanimous. He says, look, maybe Obama didn't know. I'm not going to throw Obama under the bus. And then I don't know if you heard him slip this in, but he says maybe even Joe didn't know. That's what he's saying. He may not have even known that he had the documents. Now, that could be a two-way street. He could say he didn't know, somebody packed him up, or he didn't know because he's a brain-dead moron. It works either way. But what he did say is he didn't have the right to do it as a VP. And what he was talking about before, because there's two things at play. They found that Obama had documents, but there was no harm, no foul, because it was Barack Obama and he could do whatever he wanted. But he says it was prosecuted under Clinton under SOX, which is Sarbanes-Oxley, and Clinton won. So what Donald Trump is saying is everything I've done, there's precedent for me to do, and I knew what I was taking, and it has no bearing on anything that they're talking about. It was purely symbolic. And that's what I tell everybody. Purely symbolic. Lawsuit against his Trump University. Lawsuit against Trump other corporations in New York City. Purely symbolic. All theater. Political theater to try to destroy the man. Enough is enough.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.